exchanges with the gloating Corellians. Leia was called back to the bridge, where she rejoined Admiral Impan on the walkway. Together, they watched O'Donna's complement of surviving starfighters line up for landings in the ship's hangar bays.
"We could have held on here," Admiral Impan said, "by throwing more and more forces into the mix, and yet that would have been counterproductive, making peace harder to achieve. We didn't. We won't. But that makes this conclusion a scripted one. The men and women who died, young and brave, did so for a predestined conclusion."
Leia nodded in silent agreement.
"It feels not like a victory, or even like a loss. It feels like dancing to someone else's tune."
"The GA isn't playing it," Leia said.
"Nor the Corellians,"
the Admiral shrugged.
"Will you be returning to Coruscant or Corellia?"
"Corellia for now."
"I'll arrange for a starfighter escort for your shuttle. May the Force be with you, Princess."
"And also with you, Admiral."
Star System MZX-32905 near Bemeal.
"You'll give her appropriate rights?" Jason asked. Lumaya nodded.
"She was a noble warrior. I will treat her as such."
They stood together in the large airlock adjacent to the hangar bay where Jason's shuttle waited. The docking tube was pressurized and coupled to the shuttle's side. Ben, unconscious, was aboard, strapped onto a seat with his lightsaber once again hooked to his belt.
"I know this was hurtful," Lumaya said, "but you have been strengthened by it already."
Jason, pained, looked at her. "Words, Lumaya. He will strengthen himself through pain. They don't diminish the tragedy of what just happened. Not at all."
"It's not a cliché, Jason. It's a necessary component of the ethical assumption of our powers. The Jedi find their balance through the abandonment of attachment. The Sith celebrate attachment, but find our balance in the deliberate agonizing sacrifice of some of the things we love most. Only by that means can we retain our appreciation for loss, pain, mortality, those things that ordinary people experience. You will be the man your grandfather couldn't. Go home. Do what you can to stop the war, and to free up time to study. Eventually, you will need to find yourself an apprentice. Ben may be worthy, but I think he is already too steeped in the Jedi ways of softness and serenity. So look elsewhere, as well as at him. You'll need to train to open your mind to facets of the Force you've been instructed to ignore or despise. And your greatest attainment of knowledge and power will come at the same time as your greatest act of sacrifice, when you give up something that is as dear to you as life, making your love immortal through its sacrifice."
"We'll see," he said.
"Come back, and I will help you see."
She stood watching through the airlock's transparisteel wall as he boarded, sealed his shuttle, uncoupled the boarding tube. The shuttle rose on its repulsors, gently turned toward the opening doors, and departed. Tired, drained, jubilant, Lumaya returned to the living chamber at the top of her habitat. She lay on a couch there, and stared up through the scratched transparisteel dome at the stars.
"I've won," she said.
Jason, dark garbed, a gold and black lightsaber hilt at his belt, the pupils of his eyes golden orange, moved out from a shadowy nook and turned to face her. His mouth did not move, but his words carried to Lumaya's mind.
"And so I must go, become nothingness."
"You always were nothingness. You're a projection. Dark side energy from the caverns, shaped by my imagination and Jason Solo's form. But you'll be back. Bit by bit, Jason Solo will become you.
And at last, I'll have a name. A Sith name."
Coruscant.
"He exists."
Luke looked up from his terminal. On its screen scrolled updated reports of the engagement at Tralis, but Mara could feel that the worry on his face was caused by something else.
He finally exists for real. Your phantom enemy?
Yes.
Luke rose.
That must have been why we were attacked tonight. The false Jason, the false Ben. They occupied our emotions so thoroughly that we missed the creation of whatever he is, wherever he is. Maybe it happened close by, or there would have been no reason to divert us.
He looked in all directions, as though the smooth stone walls of the Enclave interior chamber would become transparent and reveal the enemy. But they remained stubbornly opaque.
We'll find him, Mara said, and we'll beat him.
Her attention returned to her own terminal, and a smile crossed her features.
Message from Jason and Ben.
They're coming home. This is Mark Thompson. We hope you've enjoyed this production of Star Wars Legacy of the Force Betrayal by Aaron Alston. This program was produced, directed, and abridged by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Jacob Bronstein. Star Wars Legacy of the Force Betrayal is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2006. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production copyright 2006, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.